Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Altman moves to third. Christopher moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Altman steals second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Cranepool moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Smith moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a pop-up into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Flood reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock bunts towards the mound. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie James pinch hits for Tim McCarver. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Ed Spezio. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxville moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flood moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Bob Uecker now catching. Barney Schultz now pitching. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klaus. The throw from Uecker and he is out, Grote applying the tag. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.